You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, get off IG, man. Welcome back to hour number two.
You don't want sending me stuff.
Truth Be Told with Telly. Guest co-host Tony Smith in the building, the Marquette Hall of Famer. Golden Eagles coming off a good win last night. Tony came in feeling good.
I did come in feeling good. Still feeling good. Speaking of that, we were seeing on the TV the college football playoff stuff going on. I just have to remember this story about this guy who's got an ongoing bet out, Telly, a 14-team parlay. Now, if you know of anything about parlays or betting, that means you make 14 bets all together. They're separate bets, but they all go together. So you can't hit 12 and lose 2 and win any money. You're gonna lose, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you bet whatever money, and it's the odds are ridiculous amount of money. So this guy made an 85-cent bet. Tell you, 85 cents. If he hits all 14, the guy wins $147,000.
Man. I could use that.
Hey, everybody could use that, but here's the problem. Any professional bettor will tell you even a 3-team parlay is the worst bet in history. They're like, you just hand your money in. Like when Homer and I had a show, we had a professional gambler on every week, and he would tell you 3-team parlay, you just hand over your money. You might as well just take your money out your pocket and give it to the guy. On a 3-team parlay, this is a 14. So
yeah.
The guy has hit 13 of the 14 of the parlay.
Wow.
And Ohio State winning the national championship is the last one. If he hits it, 147. Now, unfortunate news is he already sold the ticket. He sold the ticket for $16,000 because if Ohio State loses, he loses everything. So he was already in line for a lot of money. So he basically hedged his bet, sold the ticket, and 85 cents got him $16,000 now, which is also a good deal. Not as good as 147.
Yeah,
but it's better than nothing.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what I say. He's got something. And now the person who bought the ticket, they can only win 130 because they already spent 16 on the ticket. So
yeah. Well, Al, call back. Tony wanted to get that story out.
It was just a crazy story.
We will continue the conversation on MPS and the year that they have been tardy on getting SROs. But at the beginning of the show, Tony, I talked about how Mark Zuckerberg yesterday made the announcement that Meta will get rid of fact checkers. And I just don't see how that's not a little deal. And there's something that is going on that is not really pressing right now. Ain't nobody really going to social media to fact check right now. Mm-hmm. But the last time I checked, in 2 years, we'll have midterms. And when the elections come up, and you don't have the ability to fact check what these people are putting out on social media. So whatever narrative they want to say, that's going to be their reality. And I just think it's really dangerous, but this is just another one of those little small pieces that the public really don't pay attention to until it's too late.
Yeah, and so obviously there was no fact checking until, the whole 2016 election, when there was a lot of
lies.
A lot of lies. Yep, a lot of lies being told. So then all of a sudden, okay, we got to put fact checkers here. But up until then, there had been no fact checkers. So people were saying whatever they wanted to say on the internet and on Facebook without anybody going in and checking the facts that they were putting out there. There were a number of people believing whatever they read on these platforms, and then they're resharing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're sharing with other people. And like you say, a lot of people, a too large of a number, are just taking it as, oh, they said that, made it sound credible, they wrote it nicely, and must be fact.
Yeah.
Right. So that became an issue because now it's affecting the election, and you're talking about, you know, Russia with all their bot farms and making fake pages and putting in these fake narratives out there on purpose, trying to influence people. It's basically interfering with an election, right? So after 2016, they started to say, "Hey, we need to figure this out because it's too politically biased and it's destroying the integrity of our elections because it's influencing too many people." Like Facebook was huge, right? So it had too much influence and power for people to be telling lies on it and being believed. So that's what it was. It was nothing before that. Now all of a sudden, okay, we need to get this. But now they're going back to, we need to get back to free speech. People need to be able to say what they want. Correct. So, I mean, they're basically putting the onus back on the citizens. Like, you gotta parse out what you're reading here. You can't just be believing everything that's out, especially on a platform like Facebook. It's not – people get twisted the same way with TV shows and like CNN or Fox, right? There are the news bits, and then there are opinion shows. Opinion shows are not – I don't have to – it's an opinion. I don't have to talk about fact in my opinion. My opinion is my opinions of the facts.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what people get confused. Like, people on Facebook, I'm just giving you an opinion of what I think of this story.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you, this happened. Here's my opinion on it.
Man.
I'm not – this is not supposed to be fact. This is called an opinion. People cannot understand the difference of those two, and that's where the problem comes
from. Yeah, yeah, it really is. And at one point, President-elect Donald Trump went on Truth Social and said that Facebook and all these other social media platforms that banned him were the enemy of the people. And now all of a sudden
– that's playbook 101.
Yeah, now all of a sudden he has a meeting with Mark Zuckerberg. And now Mark Zuckerberg feels like this is the time where we need to get back to having free speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure with that meeting came a cabinet position that will be named at a later that will be named at a later date. But
we're gonna put you in charge, Mark. they say you're the best. We've heard it. We'll look into it.
He said, like yesterday, he had this long press conference talking about how great of a job Elon Musk is doing.
And, oh boy!
First off, what is his job? But anyway,
to back me financially, that's his job.
Yeah,
he's doing a great job of it.
Yeah, we're going to get back to that. But again, we were talking about MPS being a year late on the deadline and getting SROs back in MPS, and we have Bobby on the line. Bobby, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly and Tony. What's your question or comment?
Hey, howdy, fellas. How y'all doing? I hope y'all can hear me clearly because you guys are kind of breaking up on my end. But my question is this. I haven't really been following the NPS, having to have the officers in school, but I have spent a lot of time working in the community and working with community liaison officers. And my question is there a plan for the officers when they get to the schools, and what type of officers would be selected for that position? Because I can tell you, if it's not the right officers, this whole thing is really not going to work or be effective. You just can't put any police officer into that type of environment. And I hang up and I listen to what you guys have to say. I just don't know if they actually put a plan forth as to what the officers would be responsible for doing.
Thank you very much, Bobby. That is a great question. And my knee-jerk response to that would be, they don't know what they're going to do because they can't even get them there first.
Yeah, they were talking about, you know, when officers come available. That doesn't sound like that they have a pool to choose from. It just sounds like we're going to take whoever we can get.
Yeah.
And again, that's a recipe for disaster because, as we know, malcontent exists.
Yeah.
And you're going to get the wrong person like, ooh, yeah, I want to go into NPS for a reason. Like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be around all these black kids and I'm going to get to discipline these black kids. Yeah. That's what the minds of some of these people would think about.
No.
So then they're going to volunteer. Oh, I'll go in there. Nah, we don't need you in
look,
there.
Look, that is not that far-fetched of a thought, Tony. I'm so glad that you brought that up because you do have people out there like that. And it was a story about this white nurse that was breaking the bones of black babies.
I saw that.
Yeah, like it was so disturbing to me that I really didn't even want to bring it up because that is pure evil.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But what we do know is there is evil in the world, yeah. And you're right. And Bobby brought up a great point that I really didn't focus on. I would just focus on getting officers in there, but Bobby, great, great point. You got to get the right ones in there,
mm-hmm.
And you got to get the right ones that are that know how to be around young people, and not that intimidating and forceful and so yes, absolutely. And but it goes back to the language, like you said. They said when some officers become available.
Mm.
So are you training some to become available or?
Doubtful.
Are you trying to figure out who am I going to take off traffic duty to go into the school? I mean, so it does make a big, big difference. Truth Nation, continue to hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Our YouTube message board is quite quiet this morning. Hit us up, Truth Nation. Let us know what you think, because this is an issue that clearly isn't going away. But going back to the Mark Zuckerberg and Meta getting rid of fact checking, and I said it at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it again in case you missed it. I think this is another way of trying to erase or rewrite history, because if you have all of these people that are going online and saying different things, and then you can't even go back and fact check it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
That is so dangerous. And you're saying in the name of free speech, you can still have free speech, but again, when you have, and Tony, great point, when you have people that are making facts out of opinions,
right?
It's going to be very, very dangerous. All right, Rachel, thanks for hitting us up. You listen. Rachel hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, 100% educators should not be responsible for security. They spend a lot of their money getting a degree with a passion to help shape children to spend more of their own money to supply there. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I totally, totally agree. And with all of these things that you're seeing taking place now, and not just MPS, I'm looking at more of a broader scale now, when you have all of these companies like McDonald's, for God's sakes, is scaling back on DEI, and you're getting rid of fact checking, and all of these programs that were helped to design other communities and other groups are being disbanded. And so what are we getting ourselves into? Because we know in 12 days, when Donald J. Trump is inaugurated, he's not coming in with the idea of making all of these things better. As a matter of fact,
what are you gonna do?
He's too busy trying to rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and trying to convince Canada to join the United States.
Convince? He says he's going to bully him into it.
Come on, man. What are we?
Get ready. Circus in 12 days, folks.
Yes,
circus in 12
yes.
days.
So something that really hits home for both Tony and myself is classism and the way that the system is designed. And I said it time and time again, the system is working for the people it was designed for. And so I was strolling on social media and I ran across a young black man that had a very, very powerful message and something for you to just kind of think about. And when we return, we'll play that clip and we'll get your reaction. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. More after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I'm not sure of what I see. You don't know me. Are you telling me to see the sign?
What up, Truth Nation? Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. If you're just joining us, it is 8:20 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Don't man. Think about it.
Hopefully we are getting your morning started on the right note.
You ain't no G.
Tony is feeling JT right now.
Nice right there. That's nice. Charlie Wilson. Don't think I'm foolish. Don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, Truth Nation, again, hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Tony, we were, you know, when we're trying to come up with different topics that we think that Truth Nation will engage in, you may run across something and you'd be like, that is quite an interesting take. And I was strolling and I ran across this clip and it really made me think about things, and it really should make you think about where we are now and where should we be heading in the future, knowing what we already know. And Ricky, I'll go ahead and let you play it. And then again, Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know what your reaction is to this.
White men rule now. I thought it was about the cost of eggs being too high. I thought it was about the economy, right? That's why you voted in the way that you did, because of economic stability. But see, the thing is, and this is historical fact, since this nation's conception, the people who have occupied positions of power by design have been rich, affluent white men. And one way that they were able to maintain their power is by convincing non-rich, non-affluent white people that their enemy was black and brown people, by convincing poor people that their enemy was other poor people, and by convincing minorities that their enemy and their competition was other minorities. Because in doing this, you cause people to look left and right and fight each other on the basis of left and right, than really being able to see up and down. Seeing that there is a class issue, a wealth issue, and a wealth gap that allows for one demographic of people to succeed. Historically, this is historical fact. This is not partisan. This is true. Historically.
So that was a clip, and I can honestly say, Tony, spot on.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on that for a long time.
Yes, you have.
I've been... preaching to people like you're looking the wrong way. It's right in front of you, but they got you, like you said, looking to the sides, looking at people who are on your level as the problem. No, it's the people above you, and that's the problem. As he said, the founding fathers were not broke. Founding fathers had all the money and power and the land.
Mm-hmm.
Had everything. And as they needed to do what they did, as he said, get everybody against each other so they don't look at us. Because we're the 1% of the population.
Like, yeah.
They're way more of them than us. We can't have them going against us. We're going to lose that immediately.
Yeah.
So they got to fight each other. Leave us alone. Leave us the 1% alone. Y'all fight each other, and we just going to keep marinating over here and keep getting richer.
And
it worked.
And it worked because you just, man, when you were just talking, something just popped in my head. And a prime example, we just saw this in November, where you had Donald Trump that does not care about any black people, but you had black people fighting against each other based off of if they're going to vote for him.
Right.
Isn't that a prime example? Just think about it. Like, in November, how much flack did Tory Lowe get? when he came out and said that I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Right. Yeah. They were all over him.
They were all over him, man, to a point where some may have said, I'm not listening to his show anymore. And you have somebody that is controlling that. Again, he's wealthy. He doesn't care about you, but he care about your vote.
Right. And again, that's the structure of it. But the bottom line is people are only worried about their own individual case. And greed comes to mind mm-hmm. when I think about that, because I'm only worried about my money. And unfortunately, the way the world is right now, and it may have not been back in the day because it was a different world. Like, people always want to talk about back in the day. Back in the day was a different world. Like, right. Back in the day.
All the way.
Back in the day, if you had your house, your neighbor wasn't 20 feet away from you in another house. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You weren't packed into these neighborhoods like that. You were on farmland. You had, you know, a bunch of room around you. So it's a different world we're talking about back then. But now, you know, people just looking at staying alive, trying to survive. Like, I don't really have time to be worried about everything. Mm-hmm. Especially, and the reason that this works is because they keep people worried about their own existence and their own livelihood and supporting their family, putting food on the table, keeping a roof over their head. They keep you struggling to worry about that, so you can't focus on anything else. Like, you don't have time to. Like, I don't have time to get involved in other stuff. I got to go to work. I got to pay attention to my family. I got to take care, provide for my family. I don't have time to get involved with stuff that I probably don't feel like I can change anyway.
Yeah.
So why would I take on that? You probably wouldn't, and most people won't. But they'll click into the news every now and then and hear something. And that'll be the extent of what they consume as far as what's going on mm-hmm. in the world. They don't really have time to get into it. Yeah. They see it as too big of an issue to get into it because I don't feel like I can make a difference. Like, you're not going to do something if you don't feel like you can make a difference. That's what they've done. They set it up. As you said before, the system is running perfectly.
Perfectly for them.
Perfectly running system. And, well, they made the system.
And they
made it designed.
They made it designed.
So they don't lose their stuff.
Exactly. And you're constantly in survival mode. I mean, great point. You don't have time to wonder about these bigger issues because you want to make sure that you got your rent paid.
Right. I got my issues.
I got to make sure I get food on the table. And DVJ hit us up on our YouTube message board and said, that clip was the realest thing I've heard all week. I've been saying the same thing seems forever. Great clip, Telly and Tony.
Yeah, it's just crazy how people buy into that, the whole thing. Like, you got people who thinking that, I'm on their side. You're not on their side. Wait, you might think you're on their side.
Right.
But they don't think you're on their side.
And it's you should feel a certain kind of way if you feel like you're a part of a team and the team don't think you're a part of them.
Right. Hey, oh, man. It's like sports and the fan base. Like, y'all ain't – okay, yeah, y'all. Oh, yes, it's we. We're going to win this game. But – we're making millions. You're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep cheering over there. You ain't making the money we're making.
You know, I would always, that was a big running joke at the beginning of my sports broadcasting career, was what I would hear fans say, man, we gotta find a way to get this done. I'm like, I have never seen you at practice. Right.
I ain't never seen your name on a check from the owner. Like, you're not really part of this, but you've been convinced, and that's the same thing that's going on in society.
Yeah,
you're, and especially now, it's just so divided. Like, you think, oh, I'm part of this political party. Like, you're just not.
Yeah,
you're not.
Got your vote. They got what they wanted from you.
But again, the issue is, like, these people are getting some kind of residual effect. Now they either don't know or don't care. So I'm making. They're making policies for themselves, mm-hmm. like, because they got money. So they're making policies that protect their money, right? You may have a little money, so a little money, your money is also getting protected. So in that sense, okay, you don't care because I'm getting something from it.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it for you. That's the part you get mistaken. They're not doing it for you.
And when you talk about the wealth gap, to me, it just still doesn't make a lot of sense that one man can eclipse $400 billion and you still have homelessness in this country.
Well, even more so, let's go smaller, homeless veterans. Like, how is that a thing?
yes. But you have over $400 billion. Speaking of Elon
Musk.
That's one guy.
Right, yeah.
One guy.
That's not all the rich people. That's one guy has that.
Like, that is so how messed up it is because there is so much. And I played a clip a couple days ago from this MMA fighter who was talking about what Elon Musk could be doing with this money. And now that the spotlight is really on him, you're going to see his true character. And
oh, yeah, I think I saw that, too.
Yeah. And he just he laid it down. But I also believe that it hit home because this wasn't a black man saying this.
Mm-hmm.
This was a white guy who knows he has privilege. And saying and seeing somebody with all of that money and saying, gosh, there's so much good you could be doing with that, as opposed to just walking around saying, I'm the richest man in the world.
He has privilege. You know, just speaking of that privilege, it kills me when people don't want to admit privilege.
Yeah.
Like whether and what I tried to explain to one person about privilege. I go, there's a lot of different kinds of privileges. There's white privilege. There's some things that, as a white person, that you just have. You don't have to deal with certain things that other people have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her, I said, listen, I'm not mad. I got athletic privilege. Me being an athlete and have been in a professional athlete, there's certain things that I get that are just because I was an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I was born in a certain way. No, I was an athlete, so guess what? I'm afforded certain privileges. You look at anything, like people with money. There's a rich privilege.
yes. Right?
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of different kinds of privileges out there. You can't get mad at them. Like, women have privilege that some men don't. Mm-hmm. Like, you can just, I don't know anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. People are opening doors for me. I'm an athlete. They ain't opening the doors for me though.
Yeah,
that's a privilege. Like you might think, oh, it's a meaningless privilege, but I'm just saying there's certain things that happen to certain people for certain reasons. Those mm-hmm. are called privileges, and
I don't know why you don't want to admit it. Though.
I don't understand either.
Yeah,
it is what it is, and you can't get away from it.
And when someone does admit it, it is a big deal. When Caitlin Clark came out and said, I know I have been privileged, but correct. There are these black women that have built this WNBA.
Correct.
And people, that was so humble for her. But the funny thing about it, you didn't hear white people come out and say anything about that. But it was all black people that were like, oh, she's so humble. She understands what's going on.
Right.
But that's because it's not their concern. You're not thinking about something that doesn't concern you. And so, we definitely have a lot of work to do. Truth Nation, continue to hit us up on our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017, and hit us up on YouTube as well. You can stream and watch Tony and myself live, and you can also on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have T. Smith in the building. We were talking classism. Mm. And how can one person in this country have over $400 billion and you have homeless vets in probably every city in this country?
And lots of them.
And lots of them.
Just homeless people in general. And, it's crazy. They talk about the one percenters,
yeah,
and like you said, that's the whole That's the whole thing of the one percenters. They got so much more money than I think it's the bottom 50%, yeah, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, like, yeah.
1% of the population has more money than 50% of the population.
Gosh.
That's real crazy.
Yeah. Ricky, I think we should play that clip again in case you're just joining us, Truth Nation. We played a clip, and the title of it was, "When Did White Men Not Rule This Country?" And there's this young brother that really laid it out there and made things pretty plain for anybody to understand how the system was designed and how it continues to flourish for the people that designed it. Ricky, go ahead and play that clip again.
White men rule now. I thought it was about the cost of eggs being too high. I thought it was about the economy.
The cost of eggs.
Right, that's why you voted in the way that you did, because of economic stability. But see, the thing is, and this is historical fact, since this nation's conception, the people who have occupied positions of power by design have been rich, affluent white men. And one way that they were able to maintain their power is by convincing non-rich, non-affluent white people that their enemy was black and brown people. By convincing poor people that their enemy was other poor people. And by convincing minorities that their enemy and their competition was other minorities. Because in doing this, you cause people to look left and right and fight each other on the basis of left and right, than really being able to see up and down. Seeing that there is a class issue, a wealth issue, and a wealth gap that allows for one demographic of people to succeed. Historically, this is historical fact. This is not partisan, this is true. Historically, one demographic of people have had access to success, one. That was ingrained in the way in which this system we call America functions historically for centuries.
No lies detected. And I used the example during the election how we were looking left and right as opposed to seeing what the bigger picture could have been. But you have black people fighting other black people about if they should vote for Trump or not, while he's sitting back and watching his plan play out exactly the way he wanted to. Because when Madam Vice President Kamala Harris entered the race, he was like, oh, shoot, there go my black vote. Of course, you know, because I'm sure these black people are going to get behind this black woman. But finding a way to,
you would have thought,
tear her down and make you question, is she really black? And then you have, I'm going to just keep it real. You had a lot of black men that were on the fence about voting, and their main thing was, man, she married to that white dude, man. Okay. What does that? So when did who the president slept with have to do with the president running the country? Last time I checked,
always.
Trump has had three wives, and I'm sure Melania was in the White House probably only about 35% of the time. So there's no telling what he was doing on the other end. I mean,
they got mad at Clinton for getting a little action.
Yeah, but we can let a former president who's about to become the 47th president get away with a hush money trial with a ex-porn star.
Mm.
Just think if former President Obama name was even mentioned in the same sentence as a porn star.
What?
Come on, man.
Never. He would have never got out of there alive.
So, again, we could go Example after example after example, how the system has been designed. But here's the thing. We know how it is. What can we do to try and change it?
Nothing, because it's too far gone. Because the people, like we're talking about, the people who have all the money, they're controlling things, and they are not giving up their control for any kind of well, it's the right thing to do type of situations. No, the right thing to do is keep our money and let's try to figure something else out. That's what their that's what their solution is. Solution is definitely not giving up their money. So you can forget about that. That ain't happening. You're gonna have to find another way to insert yourself into the conversation. But I mean, the thing is the information. That's why the whole Zuckerberg thing is important, because it's really about information. But again, as we said, we're in such a situation that that no one has time to worry about the world situation. They're worrying about their own situation, which is much more important to them. And it should be. I'm not going to, you know, fault them for worrying about their own situation. They should. But like you say, the bottom line is you got to do something if you wanted to change. And the problem is they can't afford to, most people.
Yeah.
Like I talked about, the 1% being over the 50. You're talking about 50% of people. That's a lot of people. 50% of the people.
Yeah.
And they can't do anything about all the money that the 1% is making and continue to make. There's a thing where the rich people got richer in 2024.
Yeah.
Way richer.
I saw that.
You know? I mean, talking about $1 trillion they earn. Like, that number alone is just ridiculous. But they're getting rich as the poor are getting poor. So that gap just is doing nothing but expanding.
I think we go down to the Capitol and we fight like hell. If you want your country.
Doing what?
Somebody heard, somebody said that before. Oh, that
I
was said
that.
January 6th, 2021. LT on our YouTube, no, excuse me, on our talking text line says, if some of us black people did not know this already, then the education system in America is working as it was designed to, and black people need to dig deeper than what is taught to us in schools. By the way, Tim Scott has been saying the same thing for almost 20 years. He is white and has various YouTube videos.
various LT, YouTube.
I feel what you're saying with that, but look at what era we are about to enter. You have the state of Florida that has banned, gotten rid of, abolished, however you want to put it, black history being taught in the classroom.
So we're going to take out a portion of American history.
As I said before, with this Mark Zuckerberg thing and not being able to go back and fact check, there's two things that are trying to be done right now. And we're seeing it and we're witnessing it. And then once it's done, you're going to be like, oh, man, because when Trump was appointing all of those judges when back in 2016 through 2020, and then the influence that he had when he wasn't in office the last 4 years, putting pieces into place. So you think it was a coincidence that his federal charges on those classified documents down in Florida was presented in the Florida federal building, and the judge that presided over the case, he appointed? That's why anytime he talks about any of his cases, he always talks about the crooked judge in New York and what they're doing in Georgia and things like that, because he didn't have any say on who was over his cases then.
Right.
But you never heard him utter a single word about the case in Florida, which might have been the most damaging and the most crucial case of any of them. Yeah, so what? You spent however much money to pay off an ex-porn star. Big deal. Right. But you're talking about classified documents that you just had at your crib and just pull it out for entertainment purposes. You have guests over. Hey, look at this this nuclear missile code that I got. And man, I could just, you know, put this in. And I mean, the secrets, we have no idea the type of information that the government has.
No idea.
And you're talking top secret stuff that he had in bathrooms and closets and just hanging out at Mar-a-Lago. And you mean to tell me that a case that serious never reaches trial?
Mm.
Like, he's never going to go to trial for that. Like, I don't know, Tony. It leaves me speechless. But I also want Truth Nation and all of us to not be shocked when we see the results of the plan that they are implementing.
Yeah, you can't be shocked at much. Like I say, they're basically doing what they want to do. Because they know.
Basically?
Yeah, they're doing what they want to do because they know there's like the public is just not going to ever come together to stop them. That's it. Like, you know, you're talking about, I was looking at this, the wealth gap here. I was looking at the richest Americans. Like, number 25 on the list is worth $33.9 billion.
Yeah.
And the crazy part of that is Lucas Walton is who it is, 38 years old. Lucas Walton, part of the Walmart family, one of eight grandchildren who inherited part of the. They split it up amongst them, and they split up amongst eight grandkids, and he's got $33
billion.
That's called old money. Old money.
And just to think that most black people will never even see $1 million. Let alone $1 billion in their lifetime.
Correct.
Man, oh, man. All right, Truth Nation, keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly. When we return, we'll have our truth of the matter.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, it's that time. We have reached the end of the show, and we'll give our truth of the matter, which are our takeaways from the topics that we have been discussing. T. Smith, what is your truth of the matter?
Mine is to the young men and women out there, stay off the internet. It's just not a nice place. Not a nice place. You put yourself out on the internet. I know you want attention and think it's cool, but you got to be ready for the backlash. And unfortunately, it's one of you. It's millions of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as they say, the internet is what, Telly?
Undefeated.
Undefeated. It's a battle you are not going to win.
Yes.
So just be careful what you're putting out there. And, what you're allowing people to consume about you. So it's a fine line. You can do it. You can do it. But just know you're at risk when you're out there. Yeah. Well, my thing would be stay off the internet.
My truth of the matter is keep your eyes open and pay attention to some of these minor moves, because if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. And they have a plan, and they're executing their plan. And it may not happen all at once, but that's a part of the plan. Hey, we throw this in here. Let's do this here. Oh, by the way, we're going to get rid of fact checking. And then these things don't become dangerous until something big happens. And then you're wondering, how is it that there's no fact checking? Like, well, back on January 6th.
What happened was.
Mark Zuckerberg said that there is a need for more free speech in social media, which is extremely dangerous. So, again, just stay woke. Just understand what's going on, because it's not going to just be put in your face in one big package. It's going to be broken off. And then once they get what they want, don't be left wondering, how did it happen?
Yeah, and everybody take a trip down to the Gulf of America if you can. Go check it out.
And that is our Truth of the Matter. As always, my thanks goes out to T. Smith and Truth Nation for being engaged this morning. We appreciate it. Coming up, 9 more hours of live consecutive Black talk here on 101.7 The Truth. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.